Well, let's move on to my guest who is on the line, Philip Snyman. Thank you so much for joining me on the line. Welcome to Sports Talk, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice chatting to you guys on a Sunday evening.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to take you out of your Sunday evening like this, but I guess it's one way to spend it instead of watching Idols, I suppose.
Definitely. Listen, my wife is used to raising a kid by herself now for me being on tour half of my life, so it's nothing new for her. So she's actually just happy to spend some alone time with the little one.
Well, she's going to get some alone time with you very soon, Philip. I mean, yes, you've been on tour and you've played in 62 World Series, and you know the numbers have been out there this entire week for people to marvel over, but it's done now.
Yeah, it's over and done. But yeah, I'm very happy with the career I had. I was very blessed over my career of 12 years. I didn't suffer any major injuries up until now. So yeah, very blessed and very fortunate to have worn that Blessbrook jersey for 62 times.
And I mean, you've been a great servant of the game. A lot of South Africans, especially youngsters, grew up watching you. I mean, 12 years is a long time to wear that Blessbrook jersey, which also attests to your consistency that you've had. Can you just talk us through the nature of your injury?
Yeah, unfortunately, over the last year, I was struggling with my back. And then in the last tournament, in the lineup lift and training session, I've hurt my back and I felt, listen, I can't do everything that I'm supposed to do. And when we came back from the tournament, I went to our team doctor and underwent scans. And yeah, then after consulting with the specialist, we decided that it's best now for me to hang up the boots and stop playing any rugby or any professional sport or extreme sports and even running. So it's quite a bad injury, but we will try to figure it out over the next couple of months.
I'm sure you're still going for a treatment. How is that coming along?
Yes, I'm going in every single day for physio and rehab and for a couple of injections and epidural, and the operation is also on the table, but we'll have to wait and see. Ideally, we don't want to operate at the moment. We want to postpone it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But only time will tell.
I mean, you mentioned the fact that you essentially landed in the Blitzbox at the age of 20, around there. It's been a fulfilling career, but it must have been heartbreaking to hear the news.
Yes, I've been playing since I was 20 years old. And then also went back to the Cheetahs, played numerous of games for the Cheetahs. Mm. And at the age of 32 or almost, yeah, close to 33, the time has come for the young guys to make the step up and to take Springbok Sevens to the next level. And I truly believe they can do that. They're a bunch of exciting players with a little bit of experience that will be in the next couple of tournaments. They're going to be a very, very dominated team.
Former Springbok, rather Blitzbok captain Philip Snyman on the line talking to us about the injury that essentially ended his career at the moment. And Philip, I mean, you've been there, you've done it all, you've got the T-shirts. What is your favorite, one of your favorite, or just some of your favorite moments in a Blitzbok jersey?
Yes, I think there's so many. I remember that first jersey in Dubai when I made my debut, and then also went on to win that tournament, and back-to-back were, back in the days, it was still George, the South African leg. And that was also the year that South Africa won the series for the first time. I was part of that group. I've played all the tournaments. And then after that year, I went to the Cheetahs, played Super Rugby and Curry Cup there, and when I came back to the Sevens, everything was in place. Like, our team culture was really striving and we were building towards that perfect season. And in 2016, when I became the captain, we had that season. We played in 8 finals, won 5 of those finals, and won the series with 1 tournament to spare. That's definitely the highlight of my career. And then to top it all, we won back-to-back in 17-18 also. So it's the first time ever that we've won back-to-back. And I've been part of all 3 of the titles that South Africa have won in the past. So that's really definitely on top of the list. And then also, one can't shy away from a medal at the Olympic Games. I mean, it's every athlete's dream to go to the Olympics and to medal there. It's something special. So definitely those moments.
You've been in the scene, on the scene for quite some time. You've seen this conveyor belt of Seven's brilliance and Seven's excellence that keeps on coming or keeps on getting created in this country. What do you think the secret is for South Africa to just always churn out these talented Seven's players?
Yes, I've been involved in so many youngsters' career, and I've shared a room with them, Chesem Colby, Kwaga Smith, Sebele Sonatla, Justin Fadil, Mavana Cook. I was pretty much their first roommate whenever we tour. I like to share with the room with the youngsters. It makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel like I'm still a youngster. So then I always share a room with the youngsters. And, yeah, it's so great to see the young guys coming through. And I know people are often thinking, listen, why can't they just stay at Sevens? But they also want to pursue a career in 15 men. And the next generation of Sevens players just around the corner. A guy like Kurt Orenson making his debut, Angelo David, Zane David, Salvin David. There's a lot of brilliant guys coming through, and it's just a matter of time before they're going to turn the screen, and then they're going to be on top of the world. The next superstars is around the corner.
And they definitely are around the corner. We've seen glimpses of them. Talk to me about that, the pursuing a 15s career for a sevens player. What was the mentality behind that? I mean, some of the players have almost achieved everything on the sevens circuit, and then they go on and want to, you know, play 15s now.
Yes, a lot of guys using sevens as a stepping stone to get their skill set at the right level, or to maybe try it out for a year or two or come for Olympic Games and then want to move over and see if they can make it in 15s or on the big stage, also trying to go and play Springbok like Kwaga Smith recently did, Matthias and Colby did. So I think that's the ultimate to play for your country 15-man. But on the other hand, there's a couple of guys that dedicated their lives to sevens, and that's really happy in the system. I mean, we have a brilliant culture, we have a brilliant team environment, so I'd recommend it if you have the chance to come to the sevens. I mean, you won't find a system like that anywhere else in the world, and it's something we're really proud of. I went to the Cheetahs for 3 years, and then I rejoined the sevens up until now. And I must admit, not one day have I looked back and regret anything. So for me, sevens, it's part of my life. It will always be part of my life, and I will continue living out the Springbok sevens culture.
Might we see you in a coach's jersey or jacket very soon?
Yeah, that's a difficult one for now. I need to do my rehab. I still have 8 months of rehab before I can do anything. Or before I can make any decisions, but I would like to stay in the game of sevens, or especially sevens, or at least for a start. So if the opportunity comes my way to maybe coach a team or to help the youngsters, or to I would grab that with both hands. So it's something that I would like to do, but yeah, I still have a lot to learn. So just when you think you're on top of your game, he retired, and then you need to start all over again. You need to start at the bottom. So for me, I want to take as much as possible and learn from the best. I'll still go in and do my rehab, so maybe I can learn from the best, Coach Neil Tau or Coach Maurice Kuman, Renfrew Daisley. If I can learn something from them, I believe I can also then be a coach one day.
And it'll be great to see you there. I mean, you are such a wise old head, and I mean that in the nicest way possible, in that, or you were at least in the Blitzbox squad. It was always good to see you lead. So before I do let you go, Philip Snyman, I want to talk about the Rugby World Cup a little bit. Springboks taking on Japan. We know the quarterfinalists, I almost said the semifinalists. How do you think the quarterfinals are going to play out?
Yes, I'm not going to be honest with you. I didn't see Japan winning Scotland today, so I was a little bit surprised. But after that game, I realized it wasn't just a once-off against Ireland. Japan is in this World Cup for business. They're passionate. They have the home crowd behind them, and they want to play for something bigger. So I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I know a lot of people say we'd rather play Japan than Ireland, and I totally agree with them. But I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I don't think Japan is going to roll over and play dead. They're going to come out and leave everything out on the pitch, and we know they can be dangerous ball in hand. But in the same breath, I want to say, yeah, I do believe Coach Rusty is, he's a very smart coach, and I believe we have all the potential and the speed and the X factor and everything in the team to go all the way. So I believe if we play the right game, and I don't think Japan can keep up with us, especially in the forwards. I think we will dominate them when it comes to physicality.
Yeah.
And then if we can relieve the speedsters, I mean, Chez and Colby's in the form of his life. So if we can relieve them on the sides after dominating on the front foot of the forwards, I don't see Japan stopping us, but we need to pitch up for that day and we need to be 100% focused and playing for that Bok jersey and playing for the country.
Absolutely. A man that will know all about playing for that Bok jersey is Philip Snyman, former Blitzbok captain. Philip, thank you so much for being such a great servant to the game. We grew up watching you and it's amazing to see your career end where it did end, and all the best with your recovery.
No, thank you, guys. And I just want to say to all the listeners and all the supporters out there, thank you very much for supporting us and supporting myself over the last 12 years. You guys are amazing, and I'm going to miss you guys, but I'll definitely see you December in Cape Town at the 7th, and I'm going to watch the game with you guys.
Absolutely. That is Philip Snyman, the former Blitzbok captain. Career, would you say, cut short at the age of 32? I don't know, but definitely ended a bit too early. Would have liked to see him play a few more series. But nonetheless, that is how the cookie crumbles in the profession of being a professional sportsman.